Genuine cheers briefly echoed through the Elks Lodge as political leaders rattled off progress on some long-held big-ticket priorities that may become reality. Wastewater treatment for a town known for overburdened septic tanks, regulatory leeway for a standalone emergency room, widening skyway across the reservoir and eliminating an evacuation-hampering bottleneck, Sacramento making up lost property taxes for multiple years. After a slow start, the dreaded debris removal is a month ahead of schedule. But away from the big picture, residents and fire survivors still faced obstacles. Insurance is the biggie. After paying out unprecedented claims, insurers are cutting their losses. Renewals aren't offered, and when they are, homeowners complain of sticker shock. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, a Republican representing the area, said the issue can't be papered over.
It's going to be a big issue. We have many, many mountain communities here in Northern California and around the West. They're going to have to take a very sober assessment of what's going to make their community safe. Insurance people, they write insurance based on directly on risk. They probably have been underwriting or underestimating the true risk. They saw paradise and now they're pretty freaked out.
LaMalfa said homeowners will likely pay more, sharing their concern.
One of my colleagues said rates may well have to go up somewhat, but we don't want them going skyrocketing through the roof so they aren't affordable. People are trying to rebuild their homes, have to be able to obtain insurance just to do the construction and get the permits and all that.
Other obstacles remain. The high cost to remove hazardous trees and who'll get stuck with the bill, and how hazardous trees on neighboring lots delay, if not prevent, reconstruction. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.